And we're here during the occupation, and we're asking a few questions about the occupation and about the kind of solidarity they've been receiving. So, Joe, can you tell us what's the reason for the occupation here that's been ongoing now for a couple of days?
Well, what precipitated this action was the unilateral decision of the receiver to sack 485 workers here on Friday. After we only been at a meeting with him in Dublin with potential investors who were at the time preparing a substantial bid to buy the company, and which subsequently came in before midnight, the deadline on Saturday. So that's how close we were to having a significant deal on the table. However, he told us on Thursday that there would be no action taken to precipitate any redundancies or anything like that. And yet, at 20 past two, we got a phone call to confirm that he would be winding up the company within the hour, 1 hour's notice. With that, the shop stewards were called together. And from that moment on, we managed to come through the doors here. Some people had to force their way past a private security firm hired by the receiver. We gained access to the visitor centre, and it's been occupied since.
Joe, the security company, you don't have the name of the security company by any chance, do you?
No, we've been trying to track down the name. We think actually there's probably some legal difficulties around that company. They don't appear to be a registered company. They don't seem to measure up to any health and safety laws. From what we can gather, they're a group of individuals who are located in different parts of the country, and there's one guy who's a coordinator who rings a number of people he has on a list, and they do this in other places where strikes are taking place, or sit-ins are taking place, or indeed wind-up situations are occurring. This guy phones these 10, 15 fellas and brings them to wherever it happens. It just happens to be Waterford this time. But they seem to be a kind of a unilateral group. They're not associated with any recognised security firm.
All right, so there's no question that these people are unionised or anything like that?
Oh, not at all. They wouldn't be caught dead within a mile of a union, these fellas. I wouldn't say a union would take them in, to be quite honest.
Okay, thank you, Joe. There's been an awful lot of support, obviously, in solidarity, quite visibly here now today and on the news and media. Could you outline the kind of solidarity and support you're receiving?
Oh, well, it's fantastic. The first support really that hit us was the local community, ordinary people, men and women. On the first night of the sit-in, and I covered the first three shifts, I did 33 hours solid without a break. But the first person down was about an 8-year-old child with 6 cans of Coke and 2 packets of sweets, and she said they're for the workers who are in here tonight, as she had come down with her mother in the car. That was the first bit of assistance. And from that, there's been an avalanche of people with food, dinners, drinks, anything we need, toilet cleaning stuff, brushes, mops, from both the ordinary community, and now the business community has come on board. Huge numbers of the business community in Waterford recognise the support the workers of Waterford Crystal have given to them over the years, and that they're now paying back their dues, as they put it to me, and they're coming in with all kinds of offers of, again, at night time, the night shift is fed every night from the various takeaways and hotels in the city. They come up with dinners in vans, and we don't ask for it, they just arrive. And almost anything we ask for. We have a list of people actually now to ring who said if you need any assistance or a business assistance or assistance with technical speaker system, loudspeakers, transport, anything like that, give them a ring. We have a list, and they're saying we're there at a minute's notice. It's just fantastic.
There's an extremely impressive level of organisation that here. Have you had communication with the workers in Cork City in Caches who are facing losing their jobs now over the mail order system?
I personally haven't. Now, I think our union, Unite, has been in touch with them, similarly as we were, in fact, with the members in the UK who are part of the Wedgwood side of the business. And they were dismissed probably a week prior to what happened here. So contact have been maintained all right, but not through me personally.
What's your hope, Joe, in terms of the outcome here? Are you looking for someone to take over and continue running the business?
The demands of the workers here are very straightforward. And they're not unachievable by any means. We want the redundancy notices withdrawn while there's players on the table or players on the field regarding the actual bids, right? Clarion has now come in with a very substantial bid. They're talking of keeping about 300 or 400 jobs here with a 10-year commitment to production at Kilbarry. That's an excellent start. Coming out of all of that, we're saying that The workers that have left already on phased payments, which were stopped by the receiver, those payments have to be honoured, and the contracts they signed as they left here have to be honoured. And under even a new owner, there will be a number of workers to go, whatever number that is. It might be 300. We're saying that the terms of the last deal negotiated must also be honoured for them. And the last element then is this pension situation, and we're focusing very firmly on the government on that. The pension situation in Waterford Crystal is critical. The scheme hasn't been wound up, but it's on the brink. This is only the catalyst for all the other schemes in Ireland. Our information is that around 90 to 95% of pension schemes in Ireland are about to collapse. And what we're saying is this is a disgrace that Ireland, under a EU directive which they've ignored for 20 years, have failed, the Irish government have failed to bring in a safety net that protects workers' pensions. We believe that Waterford Crystal's case now will be the catalyst for the government to be forced to bring in that legislation. And forced is the word, because they will do nothing of their own accord. You will only get any action from this government through worker action and through forcing their hand. And it's only by workers standing up for their rights and standing up for each other in Dublin, in Cork, in Waterford, in Limerick, in Belfast, that we're ever going to have any of our rights, honoured and looked after in the country. Any wealth in this country is made by the workers. If the workforce weren't out doing their jobs, there'd be no wealth created. Yet, the crisis that we're facing in the country, and Waterford Crystal is just a symptom of that, was caused by greed and by the bankers. It certainly wasn't the workers of this country that caused the collapse, and yet it's the workers of this country and the workers of the world are being asked to bail out. Now, how come that only a week or two we had the 1% levy introduced on our pay packets? 1% of our wages taken to bail out the banks, when we had nothing to do with the collapse of the banks. This is the kind of government we're dealing with in this country.
Joe, in terms of the actions, you're organising a demonstration, I see, on Wednesday in Waterford in support of the workers here. In terms of solidarity actions by other workers around the country and people who support you, what kind of encouragement would you encourage people to do?
Well, we're asking workers up and down this country who are faced with job losses like we are to stand up for their rights and start coming out onto the streets like we are. The meeting, the march on Wednesday has been organised in solidarity with us by the Waterford Council of Trade Unions. And the unions that are under the umbrella of the Waterford Council of Trade Unions are all supporting this march, and are calling workers out from employments all over this city. We're saying that this needs to happen in other cities as well. We only had the Dell announcement there a while ago in Limerick, where maybe 2,000 people are going to lose their job. You're going to have thousands in Cork, thousands in Dublin, and there's probably another 100,000 behind us waiting to join the dole queues. What we're saying is the only way to stop that is to stand up and fight. Stand up and fight and get out on the streets and let your voice be heard, that we won't go quietly into the night, that we're an honourable workforce, we have an educated workforce in this country, and we're prepared to stand and fight for our rights and for our families. And that's the message to every worker in this country.
One final question, and it relates to there are currently negotiations going on between the social partners and the government to try and come up with some sort of deal. What's your feeling about these, given the context of your own situation here now?
Well, I find it ironic, to be quite honest, that the government finds itself in turmoil. The country is in the midst of an economic crisis that we didn't create, and yet once again, even through the social partnership process, the workforce again are being asked to bail out the country. And I mean, you have to consider the role of ICTU in all of this. They're in negotiating with the government on substantial pay cuts across the board, mainly in the public sector. Now, the public sector didn't cause the collapse either. And it goes back to my original answer. The workers of this country, again, are being asked to bail out those who caused the problem in the first place. The friends of Fianna Fáil, the property speculators and the bankers who did this through greed. And not only in Ireland, it's after happening worldwide. This collapse, the money in Ireland or in the world didn't suddenly dry up. The mineral resources, the gold, the silver, the oil in world markets didn't dry up in the last 2 weeks or 6 months. It's still there. We have the same amount as we always had. So the crisis is a manufactured crisis created by those who run the system and who run it for nothing other than greed and profit. They've caused the collapse. The resources of the world are still there. They're just not distributed properly. That's the problem here. So I find it ironic that the leadership of the trade union movement are getting into bed with the government on an agenda of cutting workers' wages in order to save the country from collapse, a collapse that we had nothing to do with.
Thank you very much, Joe.
All right.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if any of that is any good.